Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 171 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about non-sexual things that make men attractive.
Okay.
Do you agree that these things make men attractive? Having healthy confidence.
I think so. I think, like it says, healthy confidence. I don't need false confidence, but a healthy confidence where they're not arrogant. Hmm. Do you know what I mean? But
so you think that Trump is an attractive man?
That's a no. There's a big difference there. That's narcissism, not confidence.
No. No. Confidence, but arrogance.
Arrogance, yeah. There's a fine line.
Hmm.
Yeah. But his line's not that fine. Hmm. I think he's just a pig. Yeah. So, I would never confuse his narcissism and lack of being humble confidence. So, I have nothing nice to say about the man, so you know that. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't like him either.
About someone with healthy confidence?
Yeah.
Come.
You don't want somebody who's all mealy about everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Being able to show emotional vulnerability without embarrassment.
Hmm. I think that last part is the key. Mm-hmm. Without embarrassment.
Yeah.
Because there are some men who will cry, but then get all shy about it.
Hmm. You don't cry very much, though, do you?
I think I probably... Only in the shower when nobody can see me.
Stop. Would you say you are a crier?
Probably not.
I don't think so. Would you say I'm a crier?
Yes.
Like, too much, or...?
Yeah, you ugly cry way too often.
I'm being serious. Do you think I cry too much, or...?
I can't remember the last time you cried.
Okay. So that answers that. So it's not like I do it on the drop of a hat, or... So, okay.
Wearing glasses. A pair of spectacles has a surprising effect on many gay men.
Yeah. Now, would you say glasses or sunglasses?
What's the difference?
One of them you need, one of them you don't.
Hmm.
One of them's more like you need them to survive. Sunglasses you don't need to survive.
I see. What about my glasses?
I think your glasses are sexy.
Hmm. But I only wear them when I have to read.
Yeah, but when you wear your sunglasses, I think they're sexy.
Hmm.
Probably because the ones you wear are the ones that I bought.
Because you can't see the eye contact anymore. Looking at you all the time.
Just rolling your eyes at me all the time?
Yeah.
Crying all the time, embarrassed that you're with me. Dreading your life. God, I hate this man so much. A good thing I can't see me crying all the time. Well, I don't know if I want to continue this podcast. I'm kidding. All right.
Hugs.
Hugs, yes. Hugs are definite. I'm a hugger, I think. I know you're not.
Not really, no.
No, you're not much of the touchy-feely type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I get thrown out of the bedroom so often.
Yeah, that must be it.
No, I think hugs are not mandatory, but I think it's a nice way of showing love.
Hmm. I draw the line at coworkers.
You don't hug your coworkers?
No.
Why not?
They don't deserve it.
Okay. So you want to get, I know you like one of your coworkers a lot. You want to give her a hug?
Oh, God, no.
Why?
That would be... no.
Would she punch you or something?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I hug my coworker all the time.
Hmm.
My boss. But I've known her for 25 years, and we were friends before we worked together, so...
Hmm.
There's times I'm going to punch her, but... But that's a different kind of relationship.
Humor. Laughter is the universal language of fun and happiness, and it's sexy, too.
I would think so. You.
So you think I'm incredibly sexy because I'm funny to look at?
No, I didn't say that. I said you're funny. So, but no, I think being funny is sexy.
I never thought of it as sexy.
Yeah,
But being unfunny is not sexy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Being dour is not interesting.
Mm. How do you put up with me then?
I don't know.
Because I'm none
just totally the opposite on everything.
I'm none of these things.
Intelligence. Engaging with an intelligent mind can be stimulating, and some people need intellectual stimulation to feel sexual attraction. I'm not one of those people.
You don't think that you need funniness from me? I'm not saying that. You don't need me to be intelligent?
No. No, okay. As long as you're pretty.
Okay. You say that, but I don't believe it. Like, I can't see you dating someone who isn't...
Who's like a dumb jock.
Yeah. And then you're looking at me smarting. Thanks. I'm done with this one. This one's no fun.
Oh, no, that's what the whole podcast is about.
Yeah, I'm just not aware of it. A deep voice. That deep, husky voice men use when they first wake up turns a lot of guys on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's creepy. The way you just did that was very creepy. Please do not do that again. That was very creepy. So, no, when you can put your psycho killer, serial killer, don't do that again, please.
When I think of a deep voice, I think of Sam Elliott. You know who that is.
Yeah, beef, what's for dinner.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good imitation, if you don't mind. Okay, I can see that.
Although, their voice isn't usually very deep when they've got something in their throat.
Wow. I just went there, too. All right. Yeah, I guess that could be very sexy if it needs to be. All right.
Rolling up his sleeves so you can see his forearms.
I suppose, but I'm just having these horrible thoughts, like where you're working on a car, which I would never be doing, and then the guy, like, literally looking over at me, slowly rolling up his arms, so he's all looking at me. I would laugh. Like, really? I'm like, when's the porn music going to start? Honestly, if something like that happened, I would be like, yeah. Wouldn't you? I mean...
Well, I say, don't roll up your sleeves, just take your shirt off.
Yeah. Do all that. I knew you wanted them to take their shirt off, because then you'd see their hairy chest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you do if they didn't have a hairy chest?
Oh, I can't. I don't have enough time for them.
Wow. Good thing I quit shaving my chest a week before I met you. I'm kidding. I'm well aware of the fact that we're together because I have a hairy chest.
When his calves are bulky.
I do think it's sexy when seeing a guy with big calves. I don't know why.
Where is that?
The calves? Right here.
Everybody on the podcast knows exactly where you're
lower part of your leg. The muscle on the backside of your legs, below the knee.
Okay. I don't think I ever looked there.
Yeah. Some people don't. I mean, some people look at legs and think they're sexy. Some people like thighs.
Some people like toes.
That's gross. You walk on those, and they call them hoes for a reason. You set me up for that. You knew how I was going to react.
Driving a vehicle with a manual transmission.
Stupid. I think that's just dumb.
Kind of like being able to parallel park.
Yeah. It's something you should know how to do, so why is it sexy?
Mm-hmm.
It's like brushing your teeth, stuff like that.
I have seen a few YouTube videos where these really butch guys, you know, they go to rent something, and they, like rent a truck, and they can't drive it because it's stick.
Really? Well, I mean, I'm not very good at driving stick once I get used to it, but I can do it. I mean, I've done it. I've driven cross country using stick, so.
I haven't done it, I think, since I first learned how to drive.
It's been since the 90s.
They made me learn it then.
Yeah, mine was in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would definitely need a little refresher.
Making you feel wanted.
I think that's sexy. Don't you?
I suppose. You usually make me feel wanted.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, that's what I'm here for. To try to make you happy.
Yeah.
I think that's part of a relationship, though. You think you should strive to make your partner or your husband happy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Why else are we in this mess?
Yeah.
Okay. Eye contact across the room.
You made that sound like a joke.
No, I didn't mean to. So just eye contact across the room.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, when you look at me with those doe eyes.
Okay. You being sincere?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, there's times like where we'll be out and we'll make eye contact out and it makes me warm inside.
That's usually when you put your hand over your chest.
Yeah. No, but I'll look at you and just, I say, I say I love you more out in public now, but it's when I put my hand over my chest, I do it, and you know what I mean. And it's not like I'm yelling, I love you across the room. You know what I mean? That's just over the top, I think. But that hand over my chest, that you know what I mean, too. It's kind of like our little secret.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's sweet, and I enjoy that part of our relationship. Because it's our way of communicating without anyone else knowing. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Good.
Safe driving.
Okay, everything I just said throw out the window. Because I know that's what happens when I'm driving.
What? You're safe when you drive?
No, all these things, the sweet things that you think about me are all gone now that we're talking about me driving. Because our driving styles are completely different, and mine drive you crazy.
Yeah, I try to stay between the lines.
Mine are just a suggestion. So.
I think we should move on.
Yes, let's just move on before we get into an argument.
Nerding out and explaining things to me that interest him. I think we both do this all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's I don't know. I mean, we're pretty good about faking liking what the other one likes.
Oh, feigning interest?
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, that's so neat.
Tell me more.
Tell me more. Yeah, anything. So, at least we have that understanding, I mean.
Every once in a while, I have to ask a stupid question about football just so you'll stay around.
Well, you haven't asked a question about football in about 5 years, so. Having a well-decorated home or room.
Decorated. I guess that's different than clean.
Decorated.
We definitely don't have a clean house.
No, but we have a decorated house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm comfortable. I mean, it's comfortable.
And stuff from both of us everywhere.
It's comfortable. I like it. I wish we could clean more. I really do. But neither of us physically can do it. I mean,
yeah.
It's just too difficult.
And paying somebody to do it is so expensive.
Yeah. I wish there was one that we could come up with, like, some sort of chore list of light things that we can each do. Like,
well, those things we already do.
Yeah. Well, maybe get someone in here once to clean, do a deep clean, and then have them leave us a list of things that we can do to feign like we're deep cleaning all the time. You know what I mean?
Places to sweep the dirt under the rug.
Yeah. For lack of better terms, yeah. But, yeah, just maybe, like, a more laid back.
I'll bet if we had to have our house clean, I bet it would cost us $1,000.
No. Excuse me.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Gonna have the hiccups now.
I'm trying not to.
Wearing my clothes.
Wearing my clothes. Like you wearing my clothes? Or?
Neither one of us do that.
No.
We're so drastically different in sizes, there's no way.
Remembering small details.
Like what?
I don't know.
What did I forget?
Small details, apparently.
Well, like just this morning, you said that I must be rubbing off on you because you had an Ensis bag in a car.
That's true. That's something I never would have done before, but it's true. You got me thinking about things that I never would have done before or thought about before. So that's good.
Laughing heartily.
I think that's important.
How hard do you get when you laugh?
Not very, because it jiggled too much. Do you laugh quite a bit, heartily? When do you think it's attractive?
I remember quite a long time ago, I watched a series called Pastor.
Okay.
I think. And there were a couple of times that I laughed out loud, and you said, I don't know what you saw, but it must have been twisted, because that's what happens when you laugh out loud.
So he was calling you out on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. I wonder what it was.
Well, I remember the scene, but...
Yeah. What was the scene?
It was her star and some athlete who were having this competition to see who could be the best assassin. And they did all of this, like, calisthenics and typing and just a whole bunch of things. And the last event, they were tied up to the end, and the last event was a target practice with guns. And the first guy, he picks, or the other guy, he takes his gun up and he shoots right square in the middle of the target.
Okay.
And then her star picks up his gun and shoots the other guy.
Oh, wow. That's something twisted that you would definitely laugh
yes.
at, too.
Yes.
That's funny. All right. Calm under stress.
I think I'm much better at this than you are.
I think so, too. Much better. I've gotten better, but I'm still not very good at it. But I'll admit it. I mean, do you think I've gotten better?
Yeah, but then every once in a while, something happens.
I take 10 steps back, yeah. I think I freak out.
The last time your prosthetic broke,
mm-hmm.
and you tried to fix it, I had to stop you from damaging it more.
Yeah, because I was pissed off.
Yeah, you got very angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I get angry, but I don't get angry and throw things because I know that it's just going to make it worse.
Yeah. You do get angry, though.
Mm-hmm.
You're not afraid to let that anger get the best of you.
And I think you have learned that because I'm angry doesn't mean I'm angry at you.
Yeah, because, well, it's scary at first because you get very, very angry and you're still a very big man.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's quite an eye-opener. When you first see you get angry. Because you're a very soft-spoken, gentle man. And then when you get angry, it's kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Hmm.
And, you know, when the first time I remember seeing you get angry, you really caught me off guard. Because you get angry.
And I think I told you at that time, don't.
Yeah.
And talk to me right now. I will talk to you. I will talk to you, but not now.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's okay.
Fixing stuff without fanfare.
I think that's... That's a positive. I don't see it necessary to be.
Trump is another example. If he does fix something, then he wants
all the accolades and
yes.
the pat on the back and all that crap.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably because it doesn't ever happen.
Probably. Never got any love from his papa and mama.
When a guy just hops in to help me with something unbidden, I think I do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen you do it. It's nice, too. It's nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just visualizing the times that I've said, oh, just let me do it.
Yeah. Never. If someone knows how to do it better than I do, then yeah. You're going to sit there and watch me freaking struggle, or you're going to put your experience to use. So, yeah, that's about a 50-50 there.
Yeah.
Cooking in the kitchen and not just on the grill. I think that's going to be sexy.
I don't ever think I've thought of it as sexy, but being the opposite is very unsexy.
Yeah. Yeah, very much. But it is different between the kitchen and the grill, don't you agree?
Yeah, so many guys cook on the grill. It's a macho kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's...
Which is silly. It's just a sort of different cooking device. You know what I mean? It's... Do you know what I mean? Like, why is it so much sexier? Because he's grilling instead of using an oven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're still preparing a meal.
Well, most guys who are grilling aren't really doing any of the preparing. They're standing there watching the steaks cook while somebody else puts the table out.
Exactly.
And does all the rest of the stuff.
You're right.
Yeah. Being adorably scared about watching horror movies. Obviously, this was a very specific one that somebody had.
Mm-hmm. And you don't watch scary movies. Do you think it's adorable when I watch scary movies and get scared?
Yes.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's just funny?
I guess I'm a bit logical about it. If I'm afraid of being scared, then I just won't watch the movie.
Mm. So you don't fall for any of this could possibly ever happen, or?
The things in scary movies that don't usually happen to me.
Yeah, well, no.
Okay. Most of them are so over the top. That...
Yeah, that's why I think scary movies are no longer scary. Some of the thrillers that are out there will kind of get you, the more the ones that make you think about it before.
Oh, if it's like the next door neighbor who has a butcher shop in his basement or
something.
Well,
get away from the whole slashing kill thing, you know. The guy with the mask that goes around with a machete and hacks people.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. Everyone knows that's not going to happen.
True evil hardly ever takes an appearance like that. It's it's usually something subtle and terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we keep coming back to Trump?
Because he's an evil man.
Speaking more than one language.
Whoopee. I mean, it's
Does
it's,
Pig Latin count?
No. I guess so. I mean, no, I guess it could, because it is another language. It's not...
How about Vulcan?
I guess it's a...
Or Klingon. Doesn't do anything for you. Doesn't do anything for me.
No. I mean, good for you. But I don't think it's sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's... Mm. it's oh, well, you know how to speak another language. Whoopee.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's not a big power move for me.
Mm-hmm. When they are super nice to waitstaff.
Okay. I think that's sexy. I think it's sexy the way you tip and how nice you are to the waitstaff when we go out to eat.
Hmm.
I wouldn't say sexy, but it's the way that you're very
it's
polite.
It's just the way you ought to be.
You're polite.
It shouldn't stand out.
Yeah, you're polite, though, but I think the waiters and waitresses that have helped us know us now.
Because they remember that $20
tip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of times that's a lot more than what we spent the food for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And well above. So.
Laughs easily.
Yeah. I don't see why that would be a bad thing ever.
I think you laugh pretty easily.
You think so?
Because I'm so funny looking.
I would never say you're funny looking.
Prefers bare feet at home.
No. Absolutely not.
No bare feet for you.
Nope.
Huh?
Well, just look what can happen.
Yeah, we're both diabetic, though.
Yeah. Too much risk for a little reward.
Mm-hmm.
Way too much risk for a little reward. Even just because I'm a diabetic, I've known about the risks of being barefoot anyway. It's easy to step on something and get infected and turn out like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard. Just
That's probably how it happened to you.
Probably.
Probably stepped on something and got infected.
And I mean, it can happen to anybody, not just a diabetic. Diabetics have a higher chance of it happening to them. Because they don't heal quite as quickly. But, yeah, it's...
And don't feel the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I just don't see the...
Maybe somebody who likes feet.
Yeah. Which are gross anyway, so...
Smells like laundry soap.
Depends on the laundry soap.
Okay.
I'm teasing. I
think that's better than smelling like body odor.
Yeah. No, I think that's good.
Before we judge any guys, we should go up and get so, good smell.
Yeah. Well, you don't like cologne of any sort.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Sits down to urinate.
Never thought of it.
I think that's a polite way of saying doesn't piss on the floor.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, I never thought of it one way or another. I never said that term when, oh, that guy sits down. That's sexy.
Yeah, I haven't thought that either. A lot of guys who have a PA have to. Because it just
turn it
goes
over.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I've heard it. When I briefly thought about getting a PA, that was one of the warnings someone told me. That you actually have to turn your cock around, like twist it around, so you can have some sort of aim. So I'm like, that's not too much work for a little. So.
Kindness is the hottest thing a guy can have, and being humble.
Okay.
Like to the waitstaff?
That's what I'm wondering.
Kindness. I don't think I really... show kindness very often.
Mm-hmm. You're not mean, though.
No. I'm thinking like a homeless person asking for a handout. You'll do that, but I won't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's being unkind, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that bad, though. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, like you could do something like tell Ukraine that they're going to have to... give up the war and lose all their territory.
Mm-hmm.
That's not being kind.
No. No, not at all. Well, yeah.
Guess we better move on.
No, I just don't have anything to add to it. I'm sorry.
Speaks well about his family and friends.
Well, that's just... You would want that, wouldn't you?
That's just being kind.
It's just being kind, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're saying...
I have in the past dated guys who didn't have a good thing to say about anybody. And that is not an appealing look.
Yeah. So people who are just negative all the time, you're not...
Especially at other people, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't want to be around someone that's constantly ridiculing and being mean to other people you care about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would agree with that.
Now, I tend to point out things, but it's in an ironic way.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like... this guy is trying to be president of the United States and being a failure instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terribly.
Guys who want to try my hobbies are inquisitive about them and fine with letting me do them.
Okay.
And we both do this.
Yeah. But it's funny because we both will try it and neither one of us like it. But we tried at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't want to say we put in like 1,000% effort when we try, quote unquote. But,
I think the last thing that I tried was helping you with putting together Legos.
Yeah.
God, that was so boring.
Now you tell me, what, 5 years later? Yeah, the Legos are not a group activity.
Well, I think we boiled it down to I find the parts and you put them in.
Yeah. You're good at finding the parts. So, when they show love and respect for animals.
You do that.
What?
You do that so much.
Show love and respect for animals?
You take care of all of our pets, really.
Yeah. So would you say that I'm good at it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That, and it makes me want to puke when I have to scoop the litter box.
So you barely have to do it ever, though.
Mm-hmm. Last one. Being rich makes a guy super attractive.
I never know. I don't know. I've never dated someone super rich. I don't think. I don't know. It doesn't do anything
so
for me.
So if Donald Trump proposed to you, you wouldn't accept?
Oh, no. You're trying to get me sick again? No.
I think that last one must have been put on there as a joke.
Yeah, had to be. Well, you got a good... Was that the joke for the week?
No.
Do you got a joke for us this week?
Mm-hmm. What is that sensitive bit on the penis called?
It's going to be a trick. I don't know.
The man.
I knew it was going to be something smart like that. That's good. All right.
This was episode 171 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-Z.